This is an Adapt Publishing soundbite.
Hello, this is Rose. This is Boost Your Willpower. You're asking, what is willpower? Willpower is the art of self-control. You know, this is something we all could benefit from. So, to help you and us, we researched some ways to support your natural ability to say no to temptation. You will thank us later for teaching you not to eat that last cookie. Number one, start small. Don't eat that last cookie or eat the last bag of chips. Put that last file down at the end of the day. By taking baby steps and starting small, it gets us used to saying no. Okay, let's think about this. I know I've asked this question before. Do you really need another pair of shoes or another dress? Yes, Gucci neckties are awesome, but you have run up your credit card from the last 10 you purchased. You won't miss anything by not having that item encrusted with diamonds. Everything in moderation. Number two, just remember, there is a difference between a need and a want. A need is something you must have to survive day to day. A want is a luxury. You don't necessarily have to have it to survive. Number three, think about how badly you really want something. You've always wanted to learn a new language or learn to cook. Let me ask you, what are you doing to help you reach that goal? By starting with small things, it gets us used to saying no. So often we confuse what we want with what we need. Number four, technology today is so amazing that you can learn to cook by watching videos, cooking shows on TV, but the best way to learn to cook is to go to a member of your family and ask for lessons. Talk to someone you know personally to help you with learning to speak their language. Read books and look and listen to videos to help you. By immersing yourself in things that are associated with your goal, you confirm what you want and you are more likely to work toward that goal. Number five, glucose. That's your blood sugar. That may be the problem. Replace your unhealthy snacks with things that are healthy and keep them close at hand. Your glucose level affects many brain functions and will help you to mentally keep your eye on the prize. So, when in doubt, grab some celery sticks or hard candy and work out the problem in your head. Number six, if at first you don't succeed, okay, so you didn't get it the first time around or the fourth, keep going. Regroup and figure out where you went wrong. Practice makes perfect. Each time you say no, you've won another victory. Just take it one day at a time. Trying to rush will make you crash and burn. Then you feel guilty. Eventually, you will work out whatever magical formula you need to reach your goal. Number seven, surround yourself with positive influences. We cannot stress enough the need to remain positive. If you keep your head up and smile, you can get through any situation. There are days when it may seem hopeless, but if you keep going with that positive attitude, you'll get there. So, by keeping your surroundings positive, remember, the negative vibes given off by negative people and having negative surroundings is harmful to your well-being, your focus, and your life. Number eight, distract yourself. If you find yourself staring longingly at unnecessary donuts filled with Bavarian cream, walk away and go somewhere else. Go grab a quick snack, call a friend, and tell them about your day. Anything it takes to get your mind off what you are trying to stay away from. Eventually, you won't need the distraction at all. Everyone can benefit from a little more willpower. Everyone has goals they want to meet. With just a little perseverance, we can get there. With a little more willpower, we can get there even faster.
This has been a WPMG production by Adapt Publishing Company, a division of Workforce Partners Management Group, LLC. Copyright 2019, all rights reserved.